journalism is to question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Just a second.
Just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Free all minds. These are weapons of mass
These
descent.
These are weapons of mass descent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Thursday, February 23rd, 2012, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar.
It just makes me stop and
think. It just makes me stop and think.
It just makes me stop and think.
It just makes me stop and think.
Silence is not an option.
If a Tree Falls, a story of the Earth Liberation Front, will feature the Oscar-nominated film, plus a conversation with Will Potter, author of Green is the New Red, an insider's account of a social movement under siege.
But I can't help myself, why should I?
This is Uprising.
Good morning and welcome to Uprising. The Utah State House may soon consider a law that would make it a crime to take a picture of a farm while on the property without consent from the farmer. The legislation is aimed at animal rights activists who covertly film and photograph animals that live in conditions the activists find objectionable and who make these images available to the public as part of policy campaigns. Hidden camera footage of situations like cows being dragged to slaughter and chickens packed into cages so tightly they cannot sit down have become a common educational tool of animal rights groups. Even mainstream news channels use the shocking footage when covering debates around animal cruelty and farming practices. A spokesman for PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, told the Utah Desert News that criminalizing undercover photography and filming would prevent vital information from reaching the public. A backer of the Utah bill, State Representative John Mathis, believes farmers need protection from the activists that he labels animal rights terrorists. Mathis drafted the legislation, HB 187, to criminalize videos and photos taken without a farmer's permission as, quote, agricultural operation interference. A first offense would bring a misdemeanor charge, and the second would become a third-degree felony, which journalist and author Will Potter says puts it on par with assaulting a police officer. Will Potter is the author of Green is the New Red, an insider's account of a social movement under siege, in which he chronicles the ways in which environmental activists and others are increasingly being branded as domestic terrorists. We had interviewed Will when his book first came out, and he now joins us once more. Welcome back to Uprising, Will Potter.
Hi, Sonali. Thank you for having me back.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, is this Utah law unusual, or is this the sort of natural progression of things that you see as a journalist covering these issues?
Unfortunately, it seems to be a progression of these tactics by corporations against undercover investigators and the animal rights and environmental movements. When these bills first started surfacing last year, it seemed incredibly unusual, and it was shocking to me. I never thought, even in covering these issues as my area of focus, I didn't think these would have any chance of being considered. But they're popping up around the country and with some bipartisan support.
Well, in Utah in particular, the justification for this kind of legislation is that it interferes with agricultural operations. But then the sponsor of the Utah bill, John Mathis, says that he thinks that animal welfare reforms are actually not necessary for the well-being of these animals. So clearly it's an issue of being critical of animal rights activism.
And I think that's a very good point because they're using this description of activists interfering with animal agriculture operations to include pushing for animal welfare reforms that a widespread percentage of the American public support and are outraged by. So I think this is really cutting to the heart of what's at issue here. There's a threat of these activists exposing what, to the vast majority of people, goes unnoticed and happens behind closed doors. And there's the realization that if people understood what's truly happening in these factory farms, they would be outraged and, in fact, they would change their consuming practices as well.
Where else is legislation like this being considered?
It's popped up in Florida, Iowa, New York, in the Midwest. Utah is a bit unique because this second offense, as you mentioned in the introduction, elevates this to, as one Republican in the Utah legislature noted, on par with assaulting a police officer. They all vary in some degrees, but they include these common threads of photographing and videotaping undercover investigations.
And do you see a clear line at all between these factory farms that will benefit from this legislation and campaign financing?
Clearly. I mean, you know, it's an old adage, I think, in reporting that if you're going to talk about politics, you have to talk about money. And the money behind these politics is quite clear. As Mr. Mathis said in Utah in his opening remarks at the hearing about this legislation, it's fun to see my good ag friends in this committee.
Wow.
All my good friends are here. Similarly, in Florida, where undercover investigators were labeled as terrorists by the politicians there, the legislation was introduced with the support of the pork industry. We're seeing this time and again. I mean, it's not shocking, and I don't think it comes as a surprise to your listeners, but it's quite egregious.
So is animal rights activism the sort of new front for assaults from the government, whether state or federal government, following the sort of mid-decade targeting of environmental activists from the Earth Liberation Front and other groups, other similar groups?
I would argue that they've been proceeding hand-in-hand.
Okay.
And also hand-in-hand with, it should be pointed out, the widespread surveillance, harassment, and infiltration of Muslim communities and other social justice movements as well. But I think what's unique about this persecution of the animal rights and environmental movement is the heavy hand that corporations have played in orchestrating all of it. I think that's what really sets it apart and why people, for instance, who care about Occupy Wall Street need to be paying attention to this, because it's really a playbook for how corporations are attacking their opponents.
Right, because it seems that the heaviest hand goes on those who are targeting corporate interests, the ELF, these animal rights activists. Their actions can affect pretty severely the bottom line of corporations, just as Occupy Wall Street hopes to do. And so that's when it becomes unacceptable.
Absolutely. And the language of all of these bills is about corporate profits as well, and you know, having a negative impact on corporate profits and corporate profitability. I mean, the only way we can connect this attack on the Earth Liberation Front with the attack on people who are taking video footage nonviolently on factory farms is that all of it is a threat to corporate interests. Mm-hmm. There is no other similarity between these tactics. One is covert, in the middle of the night, using sabotage and in some cases arson and serious property crimes. The other is national organizations documenting what happens behind closed doors. All of it's a threat to corporate interests.
And I want to talk about the ELF in a little bit, but you're a journalist, Will Potter. You started out as an activist. So you wrote this book, Green is the New Red, an insider's account of a social movement under siege, which, by the way, listeners can watch a video of my interview with Will on our website, uprisingradio.org. But you yourself have been labeled as being an extremist journalist. Tell us a little bit about how your coverage of these issues has landed you in federal crosshairs.
And it's important to note that in my work, I focus exclusively on the civil liberties implications of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I try to stay away from talking about tactics, and I certainly don't, you know, tour around speaking about underground activists and things like that. But according to files from the counterterrorism unit of the Bureau of Prisons, and also according to the FBI, which provided information in one of the court cases I've been following, they label my website and my journalism as extremist, and they've also been monitoring speeches and other First Amendment activity.
And why do you think they're doing this? I mean, was there one particular moment at which that label came about, or you think any one thing that you wrote about that triggered that?
I don't think so. I think it really is as crass as the Bush administration's dictum of you're either with us or against us. I mean, and not to be too simplistic in this, but I think that's the only way to describe it. There's no concrete objections or concerns or saying anything of what I'm doing is illegal or extremist or defending extremist groups. It's simply the matter of questioning people who are being labeled a terrorist is by default making you a terrorist as well.
Will Potter, let's talk about the Oscar-nominated documentary, If a Tree Falls. And I should sort of mention or bring up the point that if you are an extremist journalist, I wonder if the Academy is going to be considered an extremist institution for nominating this film, which is, you know, in a similar way to you documenting journalistically the story of the Earth Liberation Front. What do you make of this documentary? It shows, you know, it certainly doesn't condone the activism and the tactics of the ELF. It also includes voices of prosecutors and law enforcement, and we're going to be sharing some sound from that film in our program a little bit later, but I'm really curious about your opinion.
I think it's an excellent film, and I would strongly encourage your listeners to check it out. I think it's well worthy of the Oscar nomination. I mean, the film focuses, in my opinion, more on the question of whether these tactics were warranted and what consequences they had. And whereas in my work I focus much more on questions of terrorism and national security and civil liberties, the film, I think, takes a very fair and unapologetic look at these tactics and the consequences they've had. And I think people, it's really interesting, as I've said in a lot of screenings of this and been on conversations like this one after people have watched it, people come away with a lot of interesting ideas. I mean, most people aren't that familiar with how the Earth Liberation Front came about in this country, the series of police violence and attacks that really motivated activists to take things further. So I think it's an important addition to the dialogue on these issues.
And just a little bit of background, the ELF essentially was a nationally loose organization of national groups scattered around the country, but many based in Northwest, Seattle, Oregon, as If a Tree Falls points out, but also as you describe in your book, that that were involved eventually in setting fire to a number of institutions that they felt were responsible for things like clear-cutting and logging and environmental destruction. Ultimately, they were prosecuted by the federal government. And I'm wondering if you can tell us whether the ELF is still active despite the very, you know, some pretty long prison sentences that some of its members are serving.
It's an interesting question because the Earth Liberation Front, as you described, is non-hierarchical. There's no formal organization. It can pop up anywhere by anyone choosing to take illegal activity and claim themselves or others as part of the Earth Liberation Front. So it's very loose in that regard. And I think what I've seen in my reporting and in talking to others who follow these issues is that crimes that appear to be connected to the environmental movement and the animal rights movement are still continuing. I mean, that hasn't been abated at all. What's at issue, in my opinion, is whether a lot of crimes are going unclaimed. In other words, property destruction is taking place, but Earth Liberation Front is no longer spray-painted at the scene, or there's not an anonymous communique sent to the press, because those actions are what qualified these crimes for terrorism enhancement penalties and enhanced prosecution. So just to throw that out there for consideration, that it's very hard to say and hard to answer that question of whether these crimes have decreased or if people are just not claiming them because they know what's at stake.
Finally, Will Potter, since we last talked to you, the beginning of this year, the president signed the National Defense Authorization Act, which includes the potential for indefinite detention of American citizens related to terrorism. How much of this is related to the animal rights movement, the environmental movement and its activities, the ELF, et cetera, and this desire, it seems, by the federal government to want to find domestic terrorists that they can point as you know, the successful prosecutions of these terrorists that they can point to as successes of the government?
I think the most important connection between all of this is the codification and institutionalizing of these policies. I mean, I know a lot of people, and probably a lot of people listening to this program, like I did, wanted to believe that with Obama coming into office, things might be slightly different, or there might be a change of course in regards to terrorism policies and the investigation of American citizens as terrorists. Unfortunately, that hasn't been the case. And what we've seen is the most extreme policies of the Bush administration have become normal. The climate of fear that was created after 9/11 has become normal. And I think that's the real danger here. The NDAA I don't think is a potential risk of people being rounded up or animal rights activists being prosecuted under it or anything like that. Not to say that's impossible, but it just shows this country has gone down a very dangerous path and we continue to do so.
Well, Will Potter, I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Will Potter is an award-winning independent journalist based in Washington, D.C. He's the author of the book Green is the New Red, an insider's account of a social movement under siege. You can read his work online at greenisthenewred.com. That's greenisthenewred.com. We want to turn now to the documentary If a Tree Falls. Indicted in 2005 for arson, Daniel McGowan was labeled a terrorist by the U.S. government, but not for plotting to kill civilians or for targeting government officials. McGowan was called an eco-terrorist for participating in illegal acts while he was a member of the Earth Liberation Front, or ELF. 38-year-old McGowan is now serving a 7-year sentence in a federal prison. He and the law enforcement officials who prosecuted him are subjects of the Oscar-nominated documentary If a Tree Falls, a story of the Earth Liberation Front. Directed by Marshall Curry, the film documents the formation and breakup of the Earth Liberation Front and the federal operation that swept up McGowan and many of his peers, branding them domestic terrorists. If a Tree Falls is a skillfully filmed documentary interweaving the narratives of activists and law enforcement to examine some of the most pressing issues facing social movements today in terms of tactics and the fact that the planet's future is at stake. The activists featured in the film discuss their motivations, aims, and internal disagreements. Law enforcement officials open up to the camera and explain why they believe the ELF was a domestic terrorist group and detail how they were able to turn activists into cooperating witnesses who turn against former friends and allies. If a Tree Falls ultimately questions the government's readiness to brand dissident groups as terrorist organizations and scrutinizes the methods used by law enforcement to limit and deter peaceful public protest. The film presents a striking and timely story of dissent, betrayal, and the erosion of civil liberties. If a Tree Falls is our thank you gift to you today for a pledge of $100 on DVD. The film, along with several other Oscar-nominated documentaries, will be featured on this Sunday's Academy Awards, and it may win. And we want you to have a copy of this documentary on DVD right now at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We've also put together a pack of the DVDs, most, if not all, of the DVDs that we have featured on Uprising during this fun drive. We're calling it the Uprising DVD Super Pack. No, it's not the Super Pack that is the kind of institution flooding our election season with moneyed interests, but it's the Uprising 6 DVD Super Pack for a pledge of $500. That includes the films Bonsai People, Noam Chomsky speaking at the University of Maryland, Money-Driven Medicine, The Purity Test, and the speech by Michelle Alexander on DVD, plus the film If a Tree Falls that we're showing today, that we're sharing with you today. Also, the first 10 of you who call and pledge $500 for the Uprising 6-DVD Super Pack can make it a 7-DVD Super Pack, because we're going to throw in a special edition DVD of the documentary The War Room, which has just been released by Criterion Collection. The number again is 818-985-5735. I want to play for you the opening minutes of the film If a Tree Falls, our featured thank you gift this morning. And here we are introduced to the protagonist of the film, Daniel McGowan.
In Vail, Colorado, the nation's busiest ski resort was hit today by a fire. Arson is suspected.
You may have heard of the Earth Liberation Front. The Attorney General himself says it's a domestic terrorist organization. The FBI says it is one of the most dangerous groups in the country.
The ELF has claimed responsibility for more than 24 major acts of eco-terrorism since 1996.
Firebombings include attacks on lumber mills, wild horse corrals, and 2 meatpacking plants.
So far, not one of the cases has ever been solved, and authorities acknowledge they know next to nothing about the membership or the leadership of the organization.
Thank you. On December 7th, 2005, four federal agents entered my wife's office and arrested one of her employees, Daniel McGowan. It was part of a nationwide roundup that eventually netted 14 members of the radical environmental group, the Earth Liberation Front.
In all, their trail of destruction resulted in millions of dollars of property damage. Today's indictment is a significant step in bringing these terrorists to justice.
Weeks after his arrest, Daniel's sister put up everything she owned for bail, and he was placed on house arrest in her apartment to wait for trial.
In 2001, I was involved with the Earth Liberation Front, and I was involved in two separate arsons in 1 year.
I think, like, people look at my case, and they think, what if that motherfucker burnt down my house? I think people think it's just a bunch of young crazies walking around with gas cans, lighting shit on fire, and then they think, what if I burnt things that pissed me off? That's kind of crazy, you know, which it is kind of crazy.
But I think people just need to understand that this thing is complex and it's not that simple. It's hideous to be called a terrorist. There was no one in any of these facilities.
No one got hurt, no one was injured.
And yet, I'm facing life plus 330. I split my time between talking to my lawyers. I do a lot of research on my case. You know, all my legal documents. DVDs and CDs of video and photos, audio tapes. Hi, this is Daniel McGowan. I know that my lawyer sent you the brief that is being filed with the court today, but it's basically about...
As Daniel is preparing for trial, the government is putting pressure on him and his co-defendants to take a deal. Either they plead guilty and testify against each other, or go to trial and risk life in prison.
I told my lawyers at our first meeting, don't ever bring up cooperation as a tactic. We're never going to cooperate. You don't have that card in your back pocket. Don't bring it up. All the people in this group have had conversations back in the day about this. Like, you know, you get arrested, just don't say a word. Just get a lawyer and, like, we'll, you know, join up and we'll see what happens.
If a tree falls, a story of the Earth Liberation Front. Our thank you gift to you today for a pledge of $100 on DVD at 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. And we also have the Uprising 6 DVD Super Pack that we're offering to you today that includes If a Tree Falls, the documentaries Bonsai People, Money Driven Medicine, The Purity Test, as well as speeches by Noam Chomsky and Michelle Alexander. All of the DVDs that we've been featuring during this fund drive, and we are going to throw in for the first 10 people who pledge $500, and that's a lot of money, but it's 6 DVDs, we're going to make it 7 DVDs. Maybe you remember the 1993 documentary The War Room, one of the first documentaries of our modern documentary era that really made it onto the big screen, and it was an inside intimate account of the 1992 presidential election of Bill Clinton, very timely, being released this year as Barack Obama runs for re-election, and it's a brand new 2 DVD special, so it's actually 8 DVDs in the end, a 2 DVD special edition, director approved version of the documentary that featured famously James Carville and Bill Clinton and George Stephanopoulos and all of these characters that were involved in the Clinton election. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. For a pledge of $500, we'll send you the 7 DVDs. Also, I'm celebrating my 10th anniversary on KPFK on Sunday, March 4th. It is to the day, the 10th anniversary of my very first broadcast on KPFK. And on Sunday, March 4th, from 5 to 8 p.m., we're having a party at the Kingston Cafe in Pasadena, 333 South Fair Oaks Avenue. Tickets are $50 a head, $100 a pair. There'll be music. Actually, Uprising Engineers, former and current, will be DJing. Mark Maxwell, my very first engineer, and Teddy Robinson, who has, of course, been engineering Uprising for a number of years. Both of them are going to be DJing. There'll be food and drink and lots of surprises. I'll be there with my family and friends. And I want to meet you. I want to see you. I really hope that you can be part of the celebration. I'm so grateful to KPFK for these last 10 years. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. It's a $50 pledge per ticket. And it's more to celebrate rather than raise money, although we are raising money for KPFK, but just a little bit. Mostly it's to celebrate. 818-985-5735. $50 for the tickets to the March 4th event, 5 to 8 p.m. And then a $100 pledge for If a Tree Falls, and then a $500 pledge for Uprising's 8 DVD super pack. Now, for everybody who pledges $100 or more, we've got another very special gift to throw in to you today, for you today. Those of you who listen regularly to Uprising are quite familiar with Ankur Patel, who does Civic Circus, the 3-minute weekly commentary, a roundup of local politics. It is amazingly important, of course, that we pay attention to what's happening at the local level. And Ankur so deftly and so brilliantly synthesizes local politics, whether it's the LADWP, the City Council, the County Board of Supervisors, what they're up to, what issues they're facing. And if you enjoy his commentaries, Ankur has generously put together a CD of the highlights of Civic Circus that he is throwing in. He's donating to the station to help raise money. And he actually is joining me in studio this morning behind the microphone instead of in the recording studio. Welcome, Ankur.
Thank you, Sonali.
Well, KPFK has provided a voice for somebody like yourself who basically walked in off the street, joined the station as an intern. And when we realized that you were passionate about, of all things, local city politics, we put you to work.
Yes, and I appreciate the opportunity to be put to work, to have my voice heard. And over, about the 8 months that I've been here, I've put together about 22 civic circuses. And like Sonali said, everything from the DWP to Joe Buscaina, our new city councilman. And this can get you caught up on what's been going on in city politics and local politics. And again, I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart because I want people to know what's going on. And that's why I'm a part of the station. And that's why this station is so powerful. The people who work here do want you, the 99%, to know what's going on and then to use this information in your activism, in your daily lives, to become engaged and informed citizens so that we can make a difference. So again, please call in 818-985-5735. KPFK is the station for the 99%, and I'm honored to be here. So,
well, Ankur, we love having your commentaries. It allows the program to cover so many different aspects, and you're also an activist. And this is one of the few places where people who are activists can actually be journalists without apologizing for it. Many of us here on the station are activists in our own right, but we also know what journalism is and know how to do it and understand, understand how to present views on the air. And Will Potter, my guest, who you just heard from, as well as the filmmaker Marshall Curry of this documentary, If a Tree Falls, do that sort of thing quite well. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. KPFK. I want to turn back to If a Tree Falls, which does such a great job in explaining the motivations of these environmentalists who turned to the Earth Liberation Front. In this next excerpt, we hear about the police brutality that so many of them face, particularly at an action in Oregon. This is If a Tree Falls, a story of the Earth Liberation Front, our thank you gift to you.
This investigation was the largest domestic terrorism case in the history of the United States. And the very first ELF action that occurred in the United States occurred at two ranger stations in the District of Oregon. Mainstream, legitimate environmental activists were absolutely shocked and disgusted with the fire. And they saw the burning of the Oak Ridge Ranger Station as a public relations disaster.
In the months after the ranger station fires, there was a split within the environmental movement. In Eugene, which was quickly becoming a hotbed of activism. A growing community of younger environmentalists cheered on the arsons. But most environmentalists argued that in a democracy, public protest was still a better way of making change. In the summer of 97, just a few months after the Ranger Station fires, an event took place in downtown Eugene that for many shook up the debate.
There was this place downtown that had 40 old heritage trees, just beautiful, and they were going to put in a parking lot for Symantec, this big corporation next door, and they were going to cut down the trees to do it.
Activists began mobilizing to save the trees. But as they prepared to take the issue to the next city council meeting, the city suddenly announced that it would cut the trees one day before that public hearing.
On Sunday morning, about 2:30 in the morning, about 11 people went up into the trees to prevent them from being cut.
We just went and did it, hoping that we could stave off the cutting for one day until that public hearing.
Just for one day, so the citizens could talk to the city council the next day about saving them.
They came in right away wearing riot gear and gas masks and stuff like that.
So bang, bang, bang on the door at 8 in the morning, some kid says, get out there, they're pepper spraying them in the trees, get your camera, you gotta get there. I mean, they're pepper spraying them right now.
Hang in there, Jim!
They came up in the fire truck bucket and they cut my pants leg up to my groin so they could spray my leg with pepper spray.
Cutting, you know, their pants, pepper spraying them in the balls, and while they were hanging from the limbs 40 feet up. People were on the street looking at this and going, what the f*** do you think you're doing? And so people were radicalized. They started jumping on the fence.
They're tear gassing the crowd and pepper spraying the crowd. It was just crazy, frantic scene that day.
And they used about 12 to 15 cans on Flynn, and he stayed up for, I think, about 6 or 7 hours, man.
And then they, you know, flushed me with a bunch of water, took me to the hospital, and then took me to jail. And so for the next, you know, 35 hours, I was soaking in pepper spray. My hands were orange for a week.
And so the argument that you need to work within the system was pretty well dashed by what the cops did on that day in Eugene. And June 1st was really the day that pissed off a lot of people in this town.
If a Tree Falls, a story of the Earth Liberation Front going into the background that motivated this organization, the ELF, to take their tactics, to kick them up many, many notches and actually go into the realm of arson and property destruction. The documentary, If a Tree Falls, was called by the Los Angeles Times as one of the best documentaries of the year. The New York Times called it an extraordinary documentary, a fearless exploration of complexity in a world drawn to oversimplified depictions of events and problems, heroes and villains. It's our thank you gift to you today for a pledge of $100, also part of our 8-DVD Uprising Super Pack for a pledge of $500 at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. The Village Voice called If a Tree Falls a true life outlaw tale, as stirring as it is tragic. The story of the Earth Liberation Front offers a DeLillo-flavored draft of his of high-proof righteous excitement. The Hollywood Reporter calls it a compelling documentary about radical environmentalism, informative, compelling. The New York Press calls it a wildly successful and engaging documentary. It has been so well reviewed. It was also nominated, of course, for an Oscar for Best Documentary. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. Every pledge of $100 or more will also get a free CD of the highlights of the Uprising regular commentary heard on Tuesdays by Ankur Patel called Civic Circus. You can get up to speed on local politics. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Also, for a pledge of $50, you can attend my 10th anniversary party on Sunday, March 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Kingston Cafe in Pasadena, 333 South Fair Oaks Avenue. There'll be food and drink and music, DJing by Teddy Robinson and Mark Maxwell. It's going to be a wonderful evening, and I hope to meet all of you there. 818-985-KPFK. Encore?
And on KPFK, we are fearless. And I know this is the third week of the fund drive, but it's real important for us to fundraise from you, you know, the people, not the corporations that are paying campaign contributions to the politicians that I'm criticizing every week. But we need to have support from you, the listeners. And this Civic Circus CD that I've put together, we're just going to throw it in. If you donate $100 and you get this If a Tree Falls DVD, the Civic Circus CD will come in with come with that. So please call in at 818-985-5735. And one of the best things that's come for me is the response that I get when I talk to people and I let them know that I am at KPFK, I'm working on Uprising, and we have, you know, great conversations. We can get into all of the details that go on in local politics, global politics, and we can have that real connection. And this station really does it for me. It gives me that opportunity. And I just would like to share with you all of this information and knowledge that this station puts together, and it is important for you to fundraise, again, because we need your support, not corporations. We need the people's support so that we can continue to be fearless and let you know what is going on and be that hub of information. Again, the phone number is 818-985-5735, and again, the Civic Circus CD, it just gets thrown in if you donate $100. If you get this If a Tree Falls DVD, wonderful piece of documentary filmmaking, again, nominated for an Academy Award, and it goes into a lot of the activism that I know our listeners really support. They feel like it involves them, and let me throw it back to Sonali.
Yeah, and you know, I also want to remind listeners, we understand that $100 is a lot of money. $500 is even more money. But what you can do is you can break it up into monthly installments, and it can come out of your bank account and you won't even notice it. But you'll be, you know, go to sleep easy at night, look at yourself in the mirror and feel proud of yourself that you are a regular supporter of KPFK. $8.33 a month is what a $100 pledge works out to for a year. And $41.67 a month is a $500 pledge. And you get the 8 DVDs. Let me tell you what those are for the $500 Uprising Super Pack. The 8 DVDs and the one CD by Ankur Patel. The Uprising Super Pack includes If a Tree Falls, as well as the documentaries The Purity Myth that we featured yesterday, Money Driven Medicine that we've also featured, Bonsai People, about the Grameen Bank in Bangladesh, featuring Muhammad Yunus, the Nobel laureate, Noam Chomsky speaking about the economy in Occupy Wall Street at the University of Maryland, courtesy of the Real News Network, as well as Michelle Alexander, author of The New Jim Crow, speaking again very recently. All of these DVDs also come with The War Room, a 2-DVD special edition set of the 1993 documentary that focused on the 1992 presidential election. 818-985-5735 is that phone number, 818-985-KPFK. For a $100 pledge, you can also get a pair of tickets to my 10th anniversary party that KPFK is throwing because of the 10 years that I've spent broadcasting on this radio station, and I really want to meet all of you. I want to meet you and your family and your friends, and I want to celebrate these 10 years with you. What an amazing 10 years it has been. And looking back on it, you know, there'll be so much fun. We're going to have food and drink and music, and the $50 will cover the food and drink and music, by the way. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. The party's happening on Sunday, March 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. And again, that phone number where you can get tickets is 818-985-5735. I want to turn back to If a Tree Falls, but I really need to hear from many more of you calling in. We're wrapping up this pledge drive. We are nearly done. If you enjoyed the interview I did with Will Potter, sounding the alarms of what is happening in the country today with the criminalization of dissent, then call us and make a pledge. If you enjoyed the interviews that we've done over the years and you've learned so much from them, if you found out about an event you wanted to go to or a demonstration that you heard about or a play or a concert, if you want tickets, free tickets from us, if you're in a band whose music has been featured on Uprising, you know the value of this program and the station. It's time for you to give back to KPFK at 818-985-5735. Thank you for that call. You know, what's amazing about this documentary that we're featuring today is that it does not in any way condone the actions of these activists who engage in property destruction to make their points. But what it also does is it indicts law enforcement's overreaction and government suppression. Very, very important issues. It's a great example of the debate over tactics in the activist community with Occupy Wall Street today and many other social movements in years past. And what's amazing is in the end, even the prosecutor of these Earth Liberation Front activists becomes sympathetic to their cause, not forgiving of their tactics, but sympathetic to their cause. The fact that they targeted corporations that were clear-cutting, that are, you know, making money off of the destruction of the planet. And you see footage of these activists being brutally pepper-sprayed in the eyes by police. And in many ways, you understand their motivation, even if you don't condone their actions. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. Outside Magazine calls it this summer's most urgent documentaries. The vibe alternates between an early clash concert and a dark, dark twist on Ocean's 11. Entertainment Weekly says the film sweeps us up like a thriller, a fantastic moral ambivalence. Salon.com says this is a sterling example of journalistic documentary, clearer, fairer, and more engrossing than any of the sensationalistic newspaper or magazine stories about the ELF. Art Forum called it Art Forum's John Waters selected it as one of his top 10 films of the year. And it's also, of course, nominated for an Academy Award. I want to turn back to a clip from If a Tree Falls, but you can have the whole documentary on DVD for a pledge of $100 at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. In this next excerpt, we'll hear about how the ELF and various social movements began changing their tactics. 818-985-KPFK is that number. One caller on the line, and I really need another six of you calling in for me to turn back to this documentary. It's so important and urgent that we support KPFK. I know it doesn't seem like, you know, that the station is struggling when you listen to many of the programs. But the fact is, we don't rely on corporate sponsorship. We rely on you, the listener, to make it happen. We are beholden to you and you alone. And it's amazing how much the station gets done with so little. I mean, think about it. Martina and I are the only two paid staff, and of course, Teddy Robinson, our engineer, who put this program together. And any other radio station that was either commercial or a corporate-funded public radio station, this program would have five or six staff plus an army of interns. And to me, it's frankly remarkable that we do what we do every single day. And I don't know how we do it, but I think we do it because, like you, we're motivated by the love that we have for this radio station. And somehow we keep going, but we need your help. 818-985-KPFK is that phone number. I've been on the air 10 years. I've done many, many, many fundraisers. Times are tough these days. This is one of the hardest fundraisers we've ever had. But I also know that this is one of the times when KPFK's listeners need KPFK more than ever. And if you turn to this radio station every day because you want to be informed and illuminated by what you by the news of the day, and if you want to be informed of how your rights might be eroded and how, and ways in which you can struggle and fight back, and you learn that on KPFK, it's your turn to give back and say, I'm willing to put my money down to make sure this institution remains strong and steady and funded. Thank you for that call. We have two callers on the line right now. We need at least four more. I really want to go to this clip. I want to share the film with you, and I want to get off of the air. Thank you for that call. But I can't do it without your help. There's three callers now on the line, and I really need three more of you at 818-985-KPFK.
Yeah, so let's get those next three callers on the line. And, you know, I see how they do it every day with two paid staffers, just Sonali and Martina, and it's sheer will. You know, they feel it. It's emotional. It's what we feel like we've been called to do, and we do it. We do a great job, and like Sonali said, I come off the streets. I was a listener. I heard an on-air call, and thank you for that call. And again, just Civic Circus is...
And you wouldn't have gotten this opportunity in other stations. I wouldn't have gotten the opportunity to be a host on any other station, having had, you know, no journalistic experience before I came in, of course, just having a science background. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call, and that's what KPFK provides as a service. Thank you. Oh, yes, we got the calls that we wanted. All right, let's turn back to If a Tree Falls, a story of the Earth Liberation Front. Yours for a pledge of $100 as part also of the Uprising... six DVD super pack, which actually is eight DVDs because we're throwing in a copy of the two DVD set of The War Room for a pledge of $500. Both come with a CD of Civic Circus.
I moved out west in October of 98.
I got out to Northern California. I had never seen trees like that before. It had a really profound impact on me. I was already quite radicalized, but I couldn't believe the fact that people accepted what was going on. I have memories of like for the first time seeing log trucks, you know, and being like, whoa. You saw the mills. Or you go into the forest and you stumble upon a clear cut. Like, it just blew me away. Just the arrogance of it. I was like, man, this is butchered. You know, it made me think, like, why are we being so gentle? Why are we so gentle in our activism when this is what's happening, you know?
After the Ranger Station fires, Jake Ferguson and members of the fledgling ELF set their sights on new targets. They came across an Associated Press article about the rounding up of wild horses from government land. The horses were being sent to slaughterhouses, including the Caval West plant in nearby Redmond, Oregon. There were so many horses being processed at the plant that horse blood would sometimes overwhelm the town's water treatment facility and shut it down. And for 10 years, people from the area had tried and failed to stop the plant. But on July 21st, 1997, Jake Ferguson and three others slipped into the facility in the middle of the night and burned it to the ground. The company was never able to rebuild, and the arson became a model for the group. In one night, they had accomplished what years of letter writing and picketing had never been able to do. They expanded and took on new targets. They burned Timber Company headquarters, a Bureau of Land Management office, and a $12 million ski lodge at Vail, Colorado, to protest the resort's expansion into national forest. An ELF press office was opened by activists who did not know the identities of the ELF members.
How do they contact you?
Anonymously.
But I mean, what is that, like a package dropping your doorstep?
They publicized the fires and explained the group's actions.
When a building burns down, they have to do a news story about it. That's why the Earth Liberation Front burnt down the building in the first place, to get exposure. We were there to help explain why that building burnt down, what it was doing in the first place that was angering people so much. A lot of what the Earth Liberation Front did was considered economic sabotage. These corporations exist to make money. All of a sudden, they're losing money, so they have to reassess their activities. Another thing that happens is that the building that was dumping toxic waste, for example, into the river one day, is unable to dump that waste tomorrow.
The press office encouraged people to start their own ELF cells, but mandated that their fires not harm any life.
Take initiative, form your own cell, and do what needs to be done to protect all life on this planet.
The idea spread, and new anonymous cells popped up in other parts of the country.
The Earth Liberation Front is turning up the heat again, igniting devastating blazes all across the country.
A biology lab at the University of Minnesota.
Bloomington, Indiana. New York's Long Island.
Now some say ELF is in New England.
Back in Eugene, people were celebrating. We had no idea that it was people from our neighborhood, and they were friends of ours, but we were hearing about what was happening. We were celebrating. I don't think it was just the ELF that started ratcheting things up. I think activists all over the Northwest were also kicking it up a notch. They thought there was a possibility of really making things change. Just have to work at it a little harder and get a little more radical.
If a Tree Falls, a story of the Earth Liberation Front. Our thank you gift to you today, this Oscar-nominated documentary that could pick up the Oscar for Best Documentary this Sunday, is a fantastic and compelling look at the Earth Liberation Front and their tactics and how law enforcement targeted them and labeled them eco-terrorists. Many of their members are now facing are in prison. And it's an amazing documentary that's a very important journalistic look at what has happened and also brings up the very important question of tactics as well as the suppression of dissent and the criminalizing of dissent. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. The film has been so widely reviewed. The New York Times said the film's sobriety and carefully balanced arguments make it an exemplary piece. The Audubon magazine called it a powerful and mesmerizing documentary. Movie Line said what this and other films by Marshall Curry say about their subjects yields a remarkable clarity about the perils of modern idealism. Salon.com, oh, I already read that one. Let's see. Wall Street Journal called it engrossing, a classic story of radicalization. Utney Reader called it a remarkable and moving film. The environmental documentary genre can be ripe for groupthink and complacency, and I occasionally find myself refreshed to see a doc that forces viewers to challenge their own preconceptions and opinions. If a Tree Falls is one such film. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. It's a $100 pledge for the documentary, $500 pledge for our Uprising DVD Super Pack, which includes If a Tree Falls, The Purity Myth, Money-Driven Medicine, as well as Bonsai People and Speeches by Noam Chomsky and Michelle Alexander, and the special two DVD set of The War Room, which are very limited. Plus, we will throw in, with any pledge of $100 or more, a CD by Ankur Patel. Also, we've got the party coming up on Sunday, March 4th, that KPFK is throwing very, very generously to mark my 10th anniversary on this radio station. March 4th is the day that will be the 10th anniversary of my first broadcast on this radio station. I was the host back then of The Morning Show, as it was called. And I hope to see you there. Ankur is also going to be there, along with all of the Uprising interns and many KPFK staff. There'll be food and drink. Tickets are $50 ahead, $100 for pair. And I really hope to meet many of you, either listeners that I've met over the years at various events or new listeners that I haven't met. Maybe you've been listening for a long time and you want to come and join in the KPFK fun. And I would really, really love to have the opportunity to shake your hand and thank you personally for supporting the station all these years. It's happening Sunday, March 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Kingston Cafe in Pasadena, 333 South Fair Oaks. As I mentioned, Ankur, you're going to be there as well.
Absolutely. And I'd love to meet the listeners at this wonderful event to commemorate Sonali's 10 years of great work. And we could have a conversation about your city councilman or your local issues and see how we can work on that. And I'm actually a graduate student over at Cal State Northridge, formerly known as Valley State, right? We're talking about the criminalization of activism of environmentalists in this If a Tree Falls, wonderful documentary, but the criminalization of activists across the spectrum, student activists, and we've seen that at UC Davis and Berkeley and at Valley State, also CSUN. We've actually been able to have an Occupy encampment over there and getting students' voices heard and informing students is so important. And all of these different spectrums of the 99%, be the environmentalists or the transportation advocates or the city.
Right. And, you know, in addition to Civic Circus, Ankur, you've also done field reports for Uprising, as have other interns, many of whom are students themselves. So it's an amazing example of citizen journalism, people reporting on issues that affect them personally.
Yeah, and that's why we need you to call in right now at 818-985-5735, because this is citizen journalism. This is citizen-supported. It is important for us to get our support from the people, because otherwise, you know, we can't be taking donations from corporations who are then going to be influencing what we say and how we say it. And that's what's so important about this station, be it students having the ability to speak about student issues or environmentalists talking about environmental issues and every other spectrum. We get the opportunity to speak out and actually make a difference, because informing people is definitely the first step in getting things done.
And I want to thank some of our listeners who have already called in and pledged. Raymond Town pledged $30, didn't get a gift. Thank you, Raymond. Really appreciate your generous contribution and just supporting the station, not even wanting a gift in return. Angelo and Marilyn Vasos pledged $100. Thank you so much for your pledge. Rich Mudge pledged also to KPFK. Byron McGee, thank you so much for your pledge. Andrew from San Gabriel took the $500 Uprising Super PAC. Thank you, Andrew. You really helped push us up toward our goal. We are at $1,500 and counting. I want to play one more clip from If a Tree Falls, and you can get this documentary for $100 pledge at 818-985-5735.
Even though Daniel has now accepted a plea bargain, a hurdle still remains. A federal judge must determine whether the fires qualify for something called the terrorism enhancement. If the judge rules that Daniel's fires were terrorism, Daniel could be sent to a new, ultra-restrictive prison that was set up after 9/11 to house terrorists. In the media and in the courtroom, the question is debated.
Eco-terrorism. Terrorist acts by radical groups.
Eco-terrorists.
Eco-terrorism.
Environmental terrorists.
People need to question, like, this buzzword and how it's being used and how it's, like, just become the new communist. It's become the new, you know, it's like the boogeyman. It's a boogeyman word. It's like whoever I really disagree with is a terrorist.
Some people have the problem with, you know, calling this terrorism, but when you're basically making the threat where people go home at night wondering if they're going to be a target, that's what terrorism is.
After the fire, for a long time, you really looked over your shoulder. We put an alarm system in our home and things like that that before we hadn't thought about.
You know, being a New Yorker with experiencing such serious terrorism firsthand is like, how are you going to call someone who sets fire to an empty building a terrorist? It's just inappropriate in every way, and it's an insult.
The word terrorism to me is about killing humans. It's about ending innocent life. And that is the antithesis of what these people did. Concern for life was a very big part of the plan and implementation of these actions, and is why no one was ever harmed or injured in them. 1,200 incidents are being accredited to the ELF and ALF in this country, and not a single injury or death. Those statistics don't happen by accident.
Terrorist acts under the definition in the law can vary all over the board. There's no requirement for purposes of terrorism that you physically endanger another person's life. I mean, you don't have to be Bonnie and Clyde to be a bank robber, and you don't have to be Al-Qaeda to be a terrorist.
I don't think these people are terrorists. I think the people and the agencies and the industry that they're fighting are the true terrorists. When you got big timber companies coming into the Northwest, clear-cutting old-growth forest, big oil companies with their big oil spills that cost billions and billions and billions of dollars, you don't see the FBI raiding these executives' homes or anything like that. They aren't being threatened with life in prison.
If a Tree Falls, a story of the Earth Liberation Front, brings up so many important questions of our time today. The Los Angeles Times says the gripping documentary offers an intimate look at this environmental group. The Vancouver Sun calls it a truly fascinating documentary that unravels the complex morality of taking on a cause. This movie is the perfect starting point for what we can only hope is a continuing discussion of how to care for the planet. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. $100 pledge for If a Tree Falls, a $500 pledge for The Uprising, a 8-DVD super pack, a $100 pledge for a pair of tickets to the Sunday, March 4th party celebrating 10 years of me on KPFK. 818-985-5735. Every $100 or more pledge gets a free CD featuring highlights from Civic Circus put together by Ankur Patel. Ankur, thanks so much for joining me live on the show today.
Thank you. And I'm going to go answer some phones right now.
818-985-KPFK again is that phone number. Please keep those calls coming in. You can break break up your pledges into monthly installments. If a Tree Falls was nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary, and so you can watch the Oscars this Sunday to see if it wins. Many of the documentaries were part of KPFK's Film Club, by the way, including If a Tree Falls. 818-985-KPFK. Just need a few more calls to help make our goal. And I really would love to see you at the Sunday, March 4th party. There'll be music and food and drink and a chance to meet each other and to really celebrate KPFK, I think, which is the most important thing. 818-985-5735, this remarkable station. For Sonali, subversive thought for the day, Anne Frank once said, how wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. That's Anne Frank. That's Sonali, subversive thought for the day. You've been listening to Uprising. Martina Steiner is our assistant producer. Kevin Walker is our intern. Teddy Robinson is our engineer. I'm your host and producer, Sonali Kolhatkar. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow at 8.